On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's Rory Sloane.
In comes Sloane, and he has put it through the Sloane Dog. Rory! Rory!
Adelaide's most awarded radio opener, that one right there. The great man Sloane joins us. Welcome, mate.
Thank you very much. You know, I heard that song on radio the other day, and it just didn't sound the same.
Yeah.
I had to.
All right, let's get to the big question. Your fitness, can you lock yourself away and say you're going to play? Do you need to get through one more session?
Yeah, absolutely. I need to get through one more session. I mean, every session counts, and I think anyone's got to get through the main session before round one. That's just a given. So we've got our main session tomorrow. If I get through that, I reckon I'll play.
If you were to put a cake in front of you with birthday candles on it, how many are you blowing out and seeing haven't played much footy in the preseason?
Not too many. I had my blowout sort of last week, so I had a really sharp build-up last week. And
good.
This week I've been feeling really good on track, and I knew it wouldn't take too long to come back feeling great, because I haven't missed a session the whole preseason. I don't miss too many sessions, full stop, so it didn't take long.
And for the benefit of the family, now it'd be a good time for you to come clean and say it wasn't Josh Jenkins who got you in the eye, but it was your dog. And which dog was it?
Yeah. It was a golden retriever. She jumped on me that morning. Didn't happen at footy at all. No.
It had a frisbee in its mouth or something.
Wow, isn't that amazing?
Jordan Ngoi. Wow.
Don't lie. Don't lie to your club. Don't lie to your supporters. Don't lie to your teammates.
To yourself.
Stupid young man.
Yeah, that's
when
that's
are these boys going to learn?
Well, I was trying to put myself in his shoes the other day, and I'm thinking, well, man, wonder what would happen if I did something surfing. What would I do? Would
can I try put
and
this get, to you then?
Would I try and
tell
get
the
through,
truth?
Would I try and get through the warm-up?
No.
And then act like someone shot me or something? But no, you'd have to tell the truth.
Well, does it say, I mean, I raised this with Jars yesterday. If you've got the faith and the trust of the coaching group and your relationship is solid and good and healthy, I think you're more likely to come clean. I just reckon it says a bit about the state of the mental state of the players at Collingwood. If Jordan Ngoi at 21, 22 feels the need, and a bit like Jeremy Howe the year before, who I still don't believe that it was the dog and the frisbee, feel the need that you've got to go and lie and stick fat and then let the club embarrass itself for 24 hours. What does that say? Because I know my coaches and Giles and I are the same. I used to fess up everything in the end. As I got through, because there was no point. They were the number one things that could help me.
You always get
it'd eat my conscience away. I've got a very guilty conscience. I wouldn't be able to get through that.
But do you know what I mean? Is it if it's a really healthy relationship environment at your club, you're not going to try and lie about those things, because it's too hard. It's too hard to hide something like that. You're out and about in Melbourne. People got phones.
It does happen, though. It would surprise you how much it would happen. But you're right. It all depends on the sort of relationship you have with your coach and players as well. Normally, I would suggest there'd be one other player at least at the club that would know about something like that. But
your understudy told pork pies after Clipsall the other year.
Yeah, I know. He panicked a bit.
They do panic.
Nathan Buckley, he's not only been betrayed, but it was embarrassing. As the senior coach, he's trying to defending this young man who told a porky pie.
Yeah, it makes it hard for a coach, but
21 years
do
old.
Players forgive and forget and move on, because there's a lot of
absolutely.
Talk.
Absolutely. So, I mean, he's a young man. I mean, you do stuff up at times as a young man, just in general.
Yeah,
so
you do.
The sooner you own up to it, I mean, I think the sooner you get it open and
Tex,
move on.
Where's Tex at?
Tex will train tomorrow as well. I reckon he's in the same boat
will
as myself.
Will he train properly?
Yes.
Good.
So, and if he gets through, I mean,
are you confident? Have you seen enough at the moment to be in the with Texan, be in the positive side of the ledger that he'll probably play? Would you lean that way?
Yes, but again, it all depends on tomorrow. I mean, you want to get up to full speed.
Yeah, given that Jordan Ngoi's just lied to his football club, don't you lie to Papa Bear?
I'm
Louis
not lying
here.
To the family. I'm just saying again, it's got to depend on if he gets up to full speed and if he can feel confident to go in and make sure we won't be a man down at any stage.
Would you risk him? You right now, you've got a long year ahead, round one.
Yeah, but it's not risk if he's fine. So you wait and see how he is tomorrow.
Hey, you're getting back on Adelaide Oval tomorrow. That must be exciting.
What are you wearing, slippers?
Cannot wait. Yeah, they're a bit precious with that oval, but I think this is the first round one training session we've been back
on. Are you allowed to use footies?
Yeah.
Or just balloons?
Footies.
Plastic footies.
Footies, runners.
Tiptoe.
But the runners are going to be flat like your Dunlop volleys.
Is there any truth to the fact you're all in hovercrafts? just to look after the surface.
Come on,
no. Kev Mitchell, he's running down from Brisbane.
No, look, I do appreciate a good cricket deck, though. Yeah. As I told you guys last week, I had a run around on Glenelg Footy Oval, and that was in pristine condition. Yeah.
No grandstand.
A
record
less.
High membership, 68,000 have signed up, paid up members to the Adelaide Crows. So tell your fans what they're going to see on this weekend against GWS.
Oh, firstly, that's just huge. I mean,
It's massive.
And the girls have a big part to do with that too.
68,000.
The girls playing really solid footy, and good luck to them this weekend. I can't wait to watch them Saturday.
Golf clap.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a moment.
To
girls.
The fans,
yeah.
Just get out and come watch round one Sunday.
Tough game.
It is big game. GWS will be very good, but we're looking very sharp at the moment. So
righto. Sloaney's Song of the Week, one of the most anticipated moments on radio on the Rush Hour. What do you got for us today, Sloaney?
Come on, mate.
Myself and Mick Fanning love Grinspoon. He's a good mate of mine. He's not really. But I wish.
He's actually a significant other's free pass.
That's who he is. It's hard act to follow by Grinspoon.
Righto. Rock it out. Sloaney's still with us. Just quickly back to the girls. Must be a great vibe around the footy club. Amazing that they've been able to get through, written off at the start of the year. I mean, a bit tough because it was a great unknown, but just must be an atmosphere down there amongst those young women that not only have they got their chance to strut their stuff on the big stage, they're in the last dance.
Yeah, it's huge for them, and I know they're so pumped. We see a few of the girls quite regularly. We don't see them all because there's a bit of a changeover. They come in at night while we're training throughout the day, but spoken a few times with Chelsea, Erin and Ebony, and these girls are just that pumped. I mean, it's huge for them. I mean, for those girls in particular, they didn't ever think they were going to be playing professional football, and now they're playing in the grand final of it with a huge crowd. They probably just wish it was over here at Adelaide Oval, or packed out Adelaide Oval.
Yeah, a little bit stiff there. All right, time to have a bit of fun with you today, mate. Got a brand new segment.
Five Firsts with Sloaney.
First, we know you, right? We know you.
You should run this past me.
Yeah,
first.
We don't know you.
That's one.
All right. Well, this is Louis' idea. I've got nothing to do with this.
Oh, shut up, cat. Righto. Just the first time I'm doing something. Because, like Jar said, we actually know him, but we really don't know you that well.
We want to get deep with you.
Yeah, we want to know you. We want to be on that level that if you were to break your hand, or I was to break Jar's hand while we're out, that we'd tell you. We wouldn't lie to you and tell you a dog did it.
Yeah. All right. Go.
First kiss.
Year 7.
What was her name?
Ash, I think.
Ash.
Was there a bit of French about it?
Mm.
Not from me. I had no idea what I was doing. Mm. Yeah. Mm.
Is this still teeth, was it?
She blonde or brunette? What was she?
Mm.
Same year level?
No, redhead. No, I'm joking. I don't know.
Was she redhead?
Same year level.
You'd remember what she looked like.
You've always got to remember your first kiss.
Yeah.
No, where is she now?
I got no idea.
Okay.
Haven't Facebooked her.
Oh, wow. Next.
Righto.
Right. First real fight. So not with siblings. First punch on.
Yeah.
Punch on?
Schoolyard.
Yep.
Nah.
Down the street.
Never been in a real fight. Everyone's too scared to get in a fight with me.
Really?
Oh, I've never been in full blue. No.
Never been at any punch on other than siblings.
No, I've had like little things in football and stuff.
Yeah, but nothing at school growing up?
Nah, nothing. Anywhere?
Out having a few beers, Jordan DeGoey style?
Nah, where I've dropped the gloves and just... unleashed.
Really?
No, nothing. Yeah.
So you're still waiting to have that?
I'm loving it. Fighter, mate.
First car?
Holden wagon. I think it was
Panel van.
No, not panel van. It was just a 2000.
I
wish. I looked for an EH wagon for a long time, yeah.
Five speed on the floor.
Oh, nice. All right. What colour?
Silver.
The silver fox.
I was going to
say off grey.
Inappropriate gag there relating to David Reynolds there, Giles, but I won't. First album bought, downloaded, I don't know, it might be different these days.
Oh, that's testing the memory.
Don't critique what's happening in production, Jar. Stay in the moment.
There was this is probably one of the first ones I can remember, is a Panau album, and the main song on it was Embrace, but I can't remember the actual...
Panau?
First, jeez. Yeah. The other one was Cut Copy. You wouldn't have heard of it. You guys are reptiles. No. You wouldn't have heard of these.
We're reptiles.
Excuse me?
Yeah, he's heard
Are we reptiles, are we?
Just because we're a little bit older than you.
I did love from my old man. This is passed down through my old man. Was Neil Young live at Messy Hall. Yeah, that was a classic.
I can pay that.
Not Neil Diamond?
No.
Okay.
That was Mum's Hot August Night. She used to put it on when she cleaned all the time on the farm. I used to bell her out. Yeah, last one.
Right.
Are you still interested over there?
It's your segment. I'm with you.
You want to ask a Seinfeld question?
No.
Right, last one. First job. Did you have a job?
Mm.
Yeah.
Going through the ranks?
Paper rounds when I was younger, but then tennis coach was my first real job, and I absolutely loved it.
Tennis
coach? I'd go back and tennis coach, and if anyone needs a little helping hand at some time or a lesson, just let me know.
Tell you what, I'm a friend, one of the mums at school used to be went to college in the US and did her schooling and obviously played tennis over there, ended up getting a job in one of the country clubs.
No way.
But everything you see on the TV in the movies.
Wow.
That was her job.
There you go, Sloaney.
I could teach you with how to serve, Sloaney, now volley and forehand. That's it.
Well, with
no
Beck
backhand.
Being, so no disrespect to Beck right now, but if it had been a sliding doors kind of moment and footy wasn't that good, I could have seen you around the country club in your whites, just cruising around and just having a wow of a time at the club. A bit like Chevy Chase in Caddyshack.
Oh, well. In my whites, bit of solarium on the arms, I'd fit right in, wouldn't
you
I?
You would be bleached.
Mate,
out.
That went well. Really enjoyed it. Good
Thank
to catch
you.
Up with you.
Nice. It was good little good questions.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
It's good. I didn't know we did the paper round.
You were unbelievable.
I didn't know he was a tennis coach.
I mean, you know you're being facetious. I know you don't know what that means, but
yes,
you know you are. Next week, here's the challenge for Jars.
No,
right?
Yeah.
We were going to do a Seinfeld quiz between you and me. No, we're not.
Oh.
Einstein, it's your time to come up with something that is interesting to talk to Rory Sloane about. And that shows off your IQ. So you're going to have 5 words next week that you have to get into conversation with Sloaney and try and bamboozle him. Because he's got you covered and then something.
That won't be hard.
All right?
That won't be hard, champ.
Good luck. Get through the main session.
Yeah.
Good luck to Tex. Let's hopefully
see on the weekend,
close
mate.
To full strength as possible for the Giants on Sunday.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. So get out there and come watch the Crowies win.
Good to see you out there.
See you, champ.
See you.